It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for next week's Farm Futures Business Summit in Iowa City, Iowa. It'll be on the 24th and 25th. Where you'll learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities, producers. This year looks to be another challenging year for the farm economy. We were talking with folks about that over the weekend at the Farm Bureau Convention. The summit can help you producers get revved up and ready for what might be coming later on this year. Don't miss this high-powered two-day conference packed with inspiration and ideas, the information you need to steer your business forward in this world of rising volatility. The Farm Futures Summit speaker agenda can be found on the website farmfuturesummit.com. Again, the summit is coming up next week, Coralville Conference Center, Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturesummit.com. It's a cold January morning over some of that fresh snow from the weekend. Down into the single digits, places like Fort Wayne, Indiana and Lincoln, Illinois. But parts of western Nebraska may get above 50 today. When the Illinois State Trooper was killed along a road near Chicago late Saturday afternoon, he had positioned his patrol car to protect others from traffic racing by on a snow-covered interstate. Then he himself was hit by a passing Jeep. The director of the Illinois State Police said a nurse who came upon the scene administered CPR until medics arrived, but 34-year-old U.S. Army veteran Christopher Lambert was pronounced dead less than 3 hours later at a hospital nearby. He had been a policeman in Illinois 5 years. He is survived by a wife and a 1-year-old daughter. The director of the Illinois State Police said Trooper Lambert was on his way home to his family when he stopped to lend a hand at the accident scene. State Police Director Leo Schmitz said it was a typical trooper move. He positioned his vehicle in the left-hand lane so to save lives of people in the crash that had occurred. From This Week in Agribusiness, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation says he may have some time alone today with the president of the United States. And Zippy Duvall says a trade discussion could take place. Donald Trump will return to the American Farm Bureau Convention for a second time this year, a second time since he was elected president. He was there at their convention a year ago, but now this will be the first time since Trump took on China in a trade war. I visited with Duvall yesterday in New Orleans at the Farm Bureau's annual gathering. He said he'll counsel Trump, if he has the chance, about that North American free trade agreement, for one thing. Trump has threatened to cancel NAFTA, the existing agreement with Canada and Mexico, to force approval of what is called the USMCA, the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Zippy Duvall said yesterday that an action like that from the White House would not be good. As Zippy put it, if he withdraws from NAFTA, it would be crushing to U.S. agriculture. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Summit, coming up next week, farmfuturessummit.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.